At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Several businesses have sustained damage in a four-alarm fire that struck a historic downtown square in Denton. The fire in downtown Denton appears to have begun early this morning in a building that houses a market selling vintage items and other collectibles. The building is across the street from the historic courthouse at the center of the square. A portion of the building's roof collapsed and adjacent structures also sustained damage. It's not immediately clear how the fire started. There were no reports of injuries, but one firefighter was treated for dehydration. The Dallas County Department of Health and Human Services has issued a flu advisory. The number of flu cases in Dallas County has been increasing, with about 20% of tests reported positive this past week. The first three influenza-associated deaths of the season and an influenza outbreak in a long-term care facility has also been reported. Influenza A viruses have been reported most frequently nationally and locally this season. In past seasons, when influenza A viruses have predominated, higher mortality rates and hospitalization rates have been noted. Ted Davey, owner of the Balcony Club in Lakewood, died Friday in hospice care. He was 54 and had battled cancer for a decade. In 2013, Davey bought the venerable but failing club and turned it into a favorite musician's hangout. One thing Davey did was turn Monday nights at the Balcony into a popular showcase for actor-singer Liz Michael.
He would give me advice, and he was such a champion for the craft. He was a walking heart, and he gave of himself on and off stage.
30 years earlier in Deep Ellum, the jazz club owner actually began his stage career with the avant-garde Undermain Theater. He was a talented comic actor playing in absurdist dramas, as well as in Shakespeare at the Dallas Theater Center. And Davey could sing. In the 90s, in Las Vegas, he recreated himself as a classic crooner. He sang at the Stardust and the Las Vegas Hilton, where he first performed with his wife, Lorena. In 2007, he was named Vegas's Entertainer of the Year. Before he died, Davey said Lorena would continue running the Balcony. No memorial arrangements have been announced yet. You can see videos of Ted Davey in performance as a singer and a clown at artandseek.org. We turn now to KERA's American Graduate Initiative and take another look at a story we first visited in October. In the aftermath of racial violence in Charlottesville this summer, the Dallas School Board said every district school named for a Confederate general must change. Well, the toughest part of the process is almost done. Statewide coordinating editor Rachel Osier Lindley sat down with KERA's education reporter, Bill Zeeble.
Ahead of schedule, committees at three of four Dallas schools named for Confederate generals have picked new names. The Dallas School Board unanimously approved the changes at their last meeting. Trustees had given the schools until early next year to come up with new names. I'm KERA's statewide coordinating editor, Rachel Osier Lindley, and joining me for our American Graduate Initiative is Bill Zeeble.
Good to be here.
Hey, Bill. So 4 months ago, Dallas trustees voted to change four elementary school names at Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, William Cobble, and Albert Sidney Johnston. The board insisted on completely new names, something totally different, and the schools worked fast.
Yeah, they got right to it. A parent school committee at Robert E. Lee decided on a new name before the board ever forced its hand. And on its own, with assistance from its trustee Dustin Marshall, that school came up with a new name, Geneva Heights Elementary, and that's the original name of the land where the school sits. It seems the school committees rejected names of people. William Cobble Elementary will become Chapel Hill Prep. Stonewall Jackson Elementary principal Melanie Manns oversaw the committee of parents and educators who helped find that school a new name.
There were lots of names submitted. Over 50 names or versions of names were submitted. And I will say that the renaming committee did a great job when it came down to three names. I liked all of them.
Mann says one option considered at Stonewall Jackson was Olivia Henderson Elementary. That's after the school's longtime principal who retired in 2013. It also considered East Dallas Elementary.
What did they ultimately decide on?
Principal Mann says Stonewall Jackson's new name will be Mockingbird Elementary because the school faces East Mockingbird Lane. Kids who do well will still be stars, just not Stonewall stars. And here's what Mann's told me about the naming process.
We did have a larger committee than probably most schools had for this purpose, but our school has very, very involved parents. And, you know, with such a big change and the reputation that this school has acquired over the years, we really wanted to be very inclusive. We didn't want anybody to feel left out because this was a huge change for them, and we wanted them to feel like they were a part of it.
Okay, three out of four, and that leaves Albert Sidney Johnston Elementary. Where are they in the process?
So they have until February to choose a new name, and school officials say they need that time. But that shouldn't concern people. Trustees, including Miguel Solis, had only good things to say about the process and the school committees and the school names they came up with.
This is bold leadership by this board, and it's going to lay the path for, I think, not just acknowledgement of the history and a need to change the history, as Trustee Foreman also mentioned, but also a path for remediation and for real conversations about equity, equality, and how to move our city forward.
The principal at Johnston Elementary is expected to deliver a new name to trustees after the new year.
So, Bill, at the beginning of this process, we heard from some people expressing reservations just because of what it all might cost. The names they have now are all over the buildings, student spirit gear. Is there a cost to any or all of this name changing?
There is. All school names will be changed beginning next school year. The district set aside $150,000 to make those changes, and that usually means new signs, banners, school name signs outside and inside, and even school letterhead. So there's more still to do.
KERA's Bill Zeeble, thanks for following this story.
You're welcome.
People in Liberia are choosing a new president, potentially the first democratic transition in more than 70 years. Also, a prominent Chinese activist has been given a long prison sentence. We'll find out why during the BBC News Hour at 9. And this morning, you could expect cloudy skies with patchy fog. There's also a 40% chance for showers today with a high in the 40s. And tonight, cloudy skies, 40% chance rain with low around 37. It's 8:29. This is KERA News.